Welcome back, Pubcasters. This is your host, Tim Hunzi, with the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. We are beginning our mashup episodes. This is where we ask all our guests the same questions, grab our favorite answers, and deliver them to you. Our first episode, we ask our guests to look into the future, to peer into the crystal ball, and tell us what they see. Our first guest is Katie Kirkhover with BMG. She talks about being an advocate for the creatives that are involved in bringing this music to life and keeping them involved.
I see eventually, because this is so dear to my heart, and I hope speaking it into existence. If there's anything that I can do to affect it, it's really being able, and I'm trying to set this up properly, it's really being able to make sure that the people who are creating the product ultimately, which is the music, continue and expand their participation across the board. I feel like sometimes people get forgotten in that process, whether it be, you know, financially or, you know, maybe just awareness. But I am a huge advocate for that. In my crystal ball, if I'm looking at the future, like that's what I'm advocating for.
Next up is hit songwriter Randy Montana, as he describes what he sees as the depth and breadth of country music continuing to evolve and grow.
I think that as wide as the lane is right now for things like stylistic that's working, you know what I mean? Like from the kind of the trap beat, very pop, almost rap influenced stuff all the way over to the 90s country thing that's going on. I think that that's going to continue for a long time. I feel like the lane is as wide as it's ever been since I've been in the music business. And I think it's going to continue to go that way.
Next up, we have producer, songwriter, Dave Cohen. He feels that there's going to be a spotlight put back on musicianship and the craft of songwriting, where that spotlight may have been on different areas of music.
I see musicianship and songwriting, level of songwriting and quality coming back. Not that it ever really, really left, but I think that there's some other parts of the industry that have taken certain precedent over what I consider great production and great songwriting. And I think that it's like you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And I think that the pendulum will always swing back to, you know, great music. As dark as it may feel sometimes, great music is there and always coming back.
Next up is producer Scott Hendricks, who really is not into looking into trends, but talks about really keeping focused on the future.
Right now, I wouldn't even follow the trends. I've never been a trend follower. I hope to not be a trend follower. I like to do stuff that is not anywhere near what the trends are. Because by the time you figure out what the trend is, it's already beside you or behind you. Someone told me one time, a long time ago, you've never seen a successful horse race where the horse that won the race took the time to look beside it or behind it, because once they used that energy to do it, wham, the horse beside him passed him. So keep your blinders on and look towards the future and not think about trends.
And now we close it out with Tim Reynolds with BMLG, who talks about how excited he is about how much more great music he thinks we're going to continue to hear.
Oh, man, I see just a lot of great music coming out just in the end of year, next year. I've loved them. Like, most recent years of music have been incredible. I think it's just getting better. So I just see a lot of great music coming out.
It does feel like there's this resurgence of great music, man.
There is. It's incredible. Even today, I'm just like, my goodness. There's so many things I'm listening to. I'm like, where was this? This is great.
No limit. Well, if anything I've learned in the last few years myself is there's just no end to the talent this globe has. And it's just just stuns me. It's great. I love that.
It's incredible. Best time to be a music fan.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.